Tano Tuiolos from the Greens. He's with us to talk about, well, security issues and what's happening, in fact, with Rocket Lab in Mahi. It's been a bit of a hot topic over the years for he and I, because what started off was New Zealanders sort of supporting a local lad who was fascinated with and wanted to build rockets. So seemingly has become something just a little bit more concerning. We'll touch on that with Tano, who's with us now. Tēnā koe, Tano.
Tēnā koe, kia ora.
Thank you for joining us. What's happening with Rocket Lab in Mahia, bro?
Well, no, it's not just in Mahia. I mean, they've got a subsidiary company. Well, I mean, it's a US-New Zealand company now. So there was a piece in the paper in the Herald about a launch that they did over in Virginia, but it was so secret they had a confidential customer. But what concerns me here is the proximity of Rocket Lab with the US military. And what also concerns me, and for those people that have been following this, is that there was a consultation on the Outer Space Act just recently, and the ministry released their policy. But it didn't address for me the transparency issues around Rocket Lab being so close to the US military. And the problem here for me is actually we can see that tension building up in the Pacific, right, between US and China. Papua New Guinea have signed up with the stuff with the US. And Solomon Islands right next door is doing some stuff with China. What is our role in this? And what I think the government has done is just kind of like, well, let's just make this an economic development issue, which is why the Minister for the Economic Development deals with it. When actually there are foreign policy questions at stake here as well. My view is that we should be independent. We should support the independence of Pacific nations. That is the best way. Diplomatic relationships is the best way to inoculate the Pacific and the region against the tension between these two geopolitical giants.
And that's AUKUS, isn't it? They're currently strengthening defences in retaliation to China's heightened military presence. Is that overstating the fact? The Greens obviously opposing violence and supportive of a nuclear-free Pacific. What do you make of Oz, US and the UK and some of their political and geopolitical or even military manoeuvres regarding the supposed threat that China poses?
Well, yeah, I hope that this comes up, it should come up on the agenda, because my understanding is the Prime Minister's going over to China as well. Because here's the thing, right? War is bad, peace is good. And it's about us trying to figure out and be very clear about what our role in all of this is and what our role is in the Pacific. And my belief is our role is supporting the Pacific. It's not about choosing sides between China and the US. You know, we've got to do trade with China, get that. US are a long time allies, problematic allies in my mind, given their military history. But we should be like aligning ourselves with the Pacific, and that's all about, well, what is the best thing? How can we support like the tradition, for example, of a nuclear free and independent Pacific, and focusing on that independence, but so that people aren't kind of knocked back and forth between the US and China. And the best way to do that is this relationship with diplomacy, I think.
Tēnā koe, the Greens have announced some quite far-reaching and innovative tax regimes here. Getting the traction you think a kaupapa like that deserves?
Yes, well, we launched our income guarantee the other week as well. Silence from the other political parties, because I think they know that we're right. We're right on this. You have all these other on the right saying, hey, look, we need to have tax cuts. So guess what? We've got in our package, we've got tax cuts for the poor paid for by tax increases on the extremely wealthy. And so just to share a bit about the wealth tax and component of it, it will only target 0.7% of the richest people in New Zealand. And there was a report that came out from the Inland Revenue which looked at 311 of the wealthiest, of the richest families in New Zealand. And they had a combined wealth of around about $85 billion more money than the poorest 2.5 million people in New Zealand. So there's 311 families, more wealth than the poorest 2.5 million of us. So there is a massive gap between the rich and poor. They're just not paying on the same rate, right? Nurses and teachers are paying more of their income than these guys. 83% of their income comes from capital gains, so they're not even working for it. So by making sure that we have a fairer tax system, well, that sorts this stuff out. And there's a whole lot of other components on it, but I wouldn't invite people to, you know, go on our website and check it out.
Tēnā koe, Tana. Always neat to have you on the program, sharing some thoughts. Look forward to our next conversation. Mauri ora, kia koe.
Mauri ora, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. That's Tana Tuiono.